Down to 24 and everybody's keeping track at home.
The real question is how many will be down after you give share?
We'll see. Okay, you dial it to where? You
Through
dial it.
phase.
Okay, so Simin Tzadiches. See if you dial it. Yoine Shoiva for Yoine Aliyah. The doves that are in a Shoivach and an Aliyah. Even though they normally come back to their nests, also Latsudan, you're not allowed to trap them. Even if you trap them from Erev, even if you trap them from Yom Tov, because they're not considered miyuchad, and they're therefore muksa. Yeah, how igud shall ragle oifus, if you have a string that's tied around the feet of the bird. So that they shouldn't move when they're shechted. Mutter la'acha shechita l'chaton el'zor. And after they're shechted, you can burn them off or you can cut them. Mutter litvar. You're allowed to sew birds if you stuffed it up, like with you did chicken stuffing or whatever. You have to put the thread into the needle before Yom Tov, because that's tikkun. If you didn't put it into the needle of Yom Tov, you can't put it in the Yom Tov. And after it's sewn, then you're allowed to burn the leftovers of the string. Tazayin dogim shabbat beaver, fish that are in a pond. If you can't catch him with your hand, you can't catch the fish. But if you are able to catch him with the hands, then you're allowed to grab them even with the kli. And if there's a lot of fish, you should make a siman on the fish, which one you're going to be taking to kill to eat on Yom Tov. And if you need all of them, Yasmin is kulam, you should prepare all of them. That all of these fish I'm being masmin for Yom Tov. Yudzayin, Suffolk tzedav, Suffolk muchan, if it's a Suffolk, whether it's trapped, right? And it's a Suffolk whether it's muchan, and you don't know whether you prepared it or not. Also, it is also. And for a big need, you could be makel in Yom Tov Sheni. Achloi be Rosh Hashanah, not on Rosh Hashanah. Because Yom Tov Sheni is the Sfeika of the Yom, but on Rosh Hashanah, it's one long day, so we don't have those kulas. Yud Ches, kol ba'al chayim shein muktzin, all ba'al chayim that are muksa, also l'hashkaisan, oilitin l'mezonis b'samach lehem, you can't give them to drink or food. Ela b'richu k'tas, only a little bit further away. Right? Meaning, because once they're muksa, so you don't have permission that you're not to feed them. Many people ask, like, they babysit their families, the other families' pets, and they want to know whether they're allowed to feed them. That you're allowed to, because that's part of their job. It's not considered, I mean, even though the animals are muksa, right? But this is not, this type of muksa that we're talking about here, I think, is muksa out the eating part of it. Fine. Let's say a guy shechts a bird, and it's treif. Also, then it's muksa. K'moy sharma muksa like any other muksa. But if you shechts a behemah and you find that it's a treifa, mutal then you're allowed to hide it in a place that it doesn't become ruined. All right. Right, so what's the difference between a behemoth and a chicken? Right? So the difference is because a behemoth is a big loss. And people are not going to want to shecht the covered Yom Tov, even though nowadays Arminig is not to shecht on Yom Tov anyways. But theoretically, you could shecht on Yom Tov. So a chicken, you can't move it. It's not such a heavy loss. But a behemoth, if you're not going to be able to move it and it's going to be stuck outside and it's going to get ruined, then people are not going to shecht the covered Yom Tov. So therefore, you would be allowed to you're allowed to move it to some place where it's not going to get ruined. If you can't hide it, then it's not going to get ruined. Sell it to a guy, even though you're normally not allowed to do business. In a situation where you're not going to make up amounts and you're not going to weigh anything. And maybe with fattened geese, that it's shear to have trefa, then maybe you can be makel, because of the expense. So maybe it's like behemoths. You're not supposed to shech the behemoth on yontav, only the tzara gadol. V'asa limkaras abasa b'mishkal, you're not allowed to sell the basar by weight, v'lo b'ktitzas damim, and not with a price. Ala noson le'eza chelek stam, you give him whatever chelek he want, meaning you give him a chelek, l'achar yontav yishalim lo, then after yontav he pays. So obviously you have to trust the guy, because if you don't trust the guy, you got a problem. If you shecht, this is hard to understand hashkafically. If you shecht the behema on Yom Tov, don't check the lungs until you remove the skin. Right? Why? Because if you're going to check the lungs and it'll be a treifa, also lav shita, then you're not allowed to, like we said, it becomes muksa, so you're not allowed to skin it. So push off from checking the lungs, kick the can down the road, basically, so you could take care of what you need to take care of. Right? It's mutter to take the skins from a behema, the yishchechta today, in order to hide it. You say this, but don't put it, spread it out on top of, you say there's nails or whatever it is to dry it. Shara is a surim betiltal, and other iris are asr to be carried. And feathers that were from the bird that was shefted today, you're allowed to take them and hide them. But others you're not allowed to take. Mutter, yes, you're allowed to salt meat in order to make it kosher from its blood. We don't do this anymore. I mean, we do it, but it's done in the factories. Even if you were able to salt it yesterday, because normally the rules of Yom Tov is that whatever could have been done before Yom Tov can't be done on Yom Tov, but here we're saying that if you didn't do the salting before Yom Tov, you could do it today, v'dafka on Yom Tov, v'dafka m'yesh by tzarech l'yom, but it has to be for the Yom Tov need that day. M'yesh l'basa yoyser, and if he has more meat, v'hu misyari shalo yiskalkel, and you're afraid it's going to get ruined, then mutter l'mlayach ha'kol b'yachad, then just do one big salting and include the meat that you're not going to eat on Yom Tov. Afilu harbe, gam ma'she'en l'tzarech l'yom, you're allowed to do it even a lot, even what you don't need today, but that's only if it's done in one big salting. You can't do separate saltings if it's not for today. But meat that's already salted, and fish that you could have salted on Yom Tov, also lemalchem b'Yom Tov, you are not allowed to salt them on Yom Tov. Okay, we will stop over there, and everybody should have a fine night.
Do the salting, Thiago?
Yes, but yes, that's what it's talking about.
Check if you check 3 days before Yom Tov, 2 days, let's say. Now you only have 1 day left.
No, that's what he's saying. It'll be a loss, then fine.
I forgot to polish my Esrog box before Yom Tov. Can I polish it now?
Yes,
and knowing I'm Hasidish, I need a nice shiny silver Esrog box.
Clearly, you're not so really, Hasidish. It's... You're a little late to the Hasidish party. But yes, you can.
like Bibi Eved, or like it's totally fine.
You're allowed to polish silver.
Even on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do we hit the stop? Do we stop the recording?